Hamilton Arnold on 31395 at the Aid Services Center. How long have you worked at the AIDS clinic here as a volunteer?
I started volunteering spring 92, and I volunteered consistently through November 94, and November 93, and what happened was my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, got very sick with cancer, and we were told that she wouldn't live but a few more months, so I stopped volunteering, and she passed away in January 94, and I volunteered for about two extra more months there, and now I've cut it back more so because of school schedule, and I moved to Jacksonville, and it's hard to get down here as often as I want to, but I usually make it down here at least once a month and try to do whatever is needed.
And what exactly are your duties here?
Well, that depends. When I first started, it was more. When I first started, actually, the clinic was in the same building as it now, but it's very laid back around here. Mm-hmm. And I used to be in the front office because there would be a lot of phone calls coming in. For about the first 6 months I was here, I was in charge of going and getting lunchtime meals for the staff. And that usually consisted of going four or five different places because not everybody wanted the same thing. So, that and answering the phone, doing patient scheduling. I also, the first couple of, the first 6 months I was here, I would go and get patients. If somebody would call in and say, I have an appointment at 10, but I can't get a ride down there, I would go and pick them up. I would go and take them back. Basically, I had to do a real set job. It was whatever Deborah or Dr. Hannah or Lori or Diane would say, we need this, can you go get it? We need you to do this, can you go get it? And that's basically what I did. I was just a glorified gopher. Now, after that first 6 to 8 months, Lori moved to the back of the clinic, and she started helping Diane with the patients and doing blood work and doing the paperwork back here, and it was more of a secretarial type thing in the front office. It was there to get the phones, and we had other volunteers that came in, so they got to go do the responsibility of getting lunch, and I got to pass that duty on to somebody else. And that August of 92, Deborah offered me the job of volunteer coordinator, because the volunteer coordinator that was here before me was a retired lady, and she had decided to move to Florida. So I took up her position, and I did that probably for about 3 months, until around October, November, and then I dropped from actually being an employee to just being a volunteer. But when I was a volunteer coordinator, it was on a volunteer basis still. There was no pay involved. It was, I deliberately set up my classes so that I would go all day Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because the most important day at the clinic is Tuesday, which is the busy clinic day. Mm-hmm. So I would be free on Tuesday to come down and be here from 8:30 to 5:36 when we'd get everybody out and when we'd get the blood work shipped out and that type of thing. So, and I did that for about a year. About a year it was that way. And I would deliberately set up classes around getting down here and, you know, trying to be here to help them. Plus, it depended, because I got very close for the staff, because there's not very many staff people here. There's maybe 7 staff members at most, and there weren't that many when I got here. So I would be here, but it was not unusual for me to be at Dr. Hannah's house or Deborah's house and babysit their children. Plus, Diane is a personal friend of mine, and Laura is a personal friend of mine. So that first, I'd say until my grandmother's illness, I basically was here. If I wasn't here, I was with people doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard for me to exactly remember what exactly I did, because I did it pretty much all.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was one specific event I remember doing was when I was a volunteer coordinator, was planning out the Hobson City Day. And what we were going to do was we were going to do a free pizza, free coat type thing with entertainment for the community, try to bring the local Black community out and show to them that here we are, a staff, at the time we were a staff of all white people at a highly sort of not necessarily wanted type thing, because there was a lot of apprehension when the clinic first moved here. But it took a lot of reassuring by Deborah and Dr. Hannah that the community was not at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I helped, and that took a lot of time, because we did a lot of planning to get tents set up for testing, because we did on-site testing. We had the clinic and Anniston Community Theater had a joint production of a play, and we had that out there, and we had a local disc jockey from a Black radio station come out. It was a very, very successful day. We had a lot of people turn out, a lot of people got tested. You know, it was just sort of a way of mending the fence, of sort of saying, you know, we're not here to do anything wrong. We're going to help you. It's productive that we're here, that type of thing. And that was the beginning of the project.
Now, you're a college student. You go to Jack State, and you're about, 21, 22?
23.
23. What exactly got you interested in being an AIDS volunteer?
Well, there are two things that trace it back, and one, when I was 13, I was diagnosed with juvenile leukemia, and that had been my pet cause, so to speak, before the clinic, and I had been very involved in doing volunteer work with sick children and people stricken with cancer. I did some going into homes, taking food, that type of thing. And when I went into remission when I was 16, for the most part they quote unquote considered me cured. I got very involved in doing that, and that was like my major volunteer work that I did until I went away. I graduated in May of 1990, and I went to the University of Montevallo that summer. And my roommate at college happened to be a young man who was gay. And he was very openly gay, and there was a lot of problems, because the dorm we lived in, it was known that he was gay. And there was a lot of problems caused by that. And sort of my personality has always been the way that I'm going to favor the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And just because people hated him and didn't, or not necessarily hated him, but didn't understand him and didn't like him, all the more made me want to like him, wanted me to be friends with him. And the summer of 1991, a year after I'd been away at college, he came to me and told me that he had been involved with an older gentleman, and he had found out that he was HIV positive. And at the time, looking back, it was a bad time, because my parents and I were having problems galore in our relationship, and it was very shaky to try to help anybody because of the way my situation with my parents, where there was a lot of fighting and a lot of problems going on. And I sort of inadvertently put him on the back burner, and I was like, I understand, but let me work this out with my parents, and then I swear I'll be there for you, which wasn't the right answer, because he committed suicide in September, and I sort of went into a deep depression, and took off there for about 4 months, and did some traveling by myself. I had dropped out of, at the time I had transferred from Montebello to Jacksonville to be closer to home. I dropped out of Jacksonville and did some traveling around, for about 4 months there. I drove around and went and stayed with various relatives and just try to get, figure out what I sort of wanted to do in life. And I was trying to make sense of, you know, there's that justification of if I could have been there, if I would have only been a better friend, if I could have done this, if I could have done that. I was dealing with that, and I went and talked to a Episcopalian minister that was friends with an aunt of mine that I went to stay with, and I was talking to him. And he made the suggestion of volunteering. And he said, maybe if you give back and you are supportive and you try to be there for other people, you know, it will make you feel better. Because we had discussed it, and it was much, it was not that, it was my fault that he committed suicide, because there was a lot of problems with his parents, because his parents had not been aware of his homosexuality, and they certainly were not aware of it being HIV infected, and it was a lot of my guilt dealing with that. And from about January, I'd say to March of 92, I tried to find, there was the 1917 clinic in Birmingham, and there are clinics in Atlanta, and I had seriously contemplated the idea of moving, or not necessarily moving, but going there, because my mother is a school teacher in Oxford, and I knew about the clinic in Oxford, but the clinic in Oxford had been a great source of controversy. There was a lot of things that the city didn't want the clinic. There was a lot of problems with it. So I had weighed my options, and I decided one day to go to my mother and ask her, would you mind if I do this? It's very important to me. I feel like I need to do this, you know. And my mother was like, if you feel that it's something you need to do, then you should do it. You should try it and see. And I did. And I came up here, and I tried to get in touch with the clinic. And it took me from March to maybe April, early May, to get in touch with somebody. And I had kept calling, leaving my message, leaving my name and number, saying I want to volunteer. And finally one day, I got a call, and it was Diane, and Diane was telling me that you had to get the volunteer training session, that you had to do this, you had to do that. And as soon as I could do that, I would be allowed to come in the clinic and volunteer. And I went through it, and I remember it. It was a Saturday morning, and we had to be here at 8. And this was the first time I'd ever been anywhere near the clinic. Never thought about coming here or anything. I was really surprised by the clinic. You know, it didn't strike me as a medical facility, which is what it is now. It is a medical facility where they treat AIDS patients.